Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed, got 22s? Dr. Norm Shiller is with us. NormShiller.com. David in Illinois is with us. Just a quick update. January 21st, there was one case of the coronavirus in the United States. January 26th, there were four cases. Roughly 5 days later, it went from one case on the 21st of January to four cases on January 26th. February 1st, about 5 days later, it doubled to eight. February 26th, 60 cases. February 29th, 71. March 8th, 516. David? You had some questions for Dr. Shuley.
I can tell you something else real quick before I ask my questions. I follow these guys that were Americans that moved to China and married, and they would go around and show. They had a great channel. They would show what it's like living in China. But now they're not out there, and I finally found them yesterday. One of those gentlemen, his wife is a doctor there, and he said that they are told they're only allowed to report so many coronavirus people, and after that number, they have to give them some other, they contracted something else, and so they're kind of they claim, which I assume, you know, that they're being honest, that the numbers are tenfold at least underreported. Now they made some good points, which they just had their Chinese New Year. A banquet there is 40,000 people. Okay, and now you see this lady in South Korea that the church thing was 1,000. Look at the problems South Korea's having. Now you got people at 40,000 at a time banquets, and you're saying they're not that bad. As well as one other good point they brought up. This is the first time the elite, the politicians, canceled their, sorry, it's losing. You understand what I'm saying? Where they get together and discuss how to deal with their society and their political situation. They canceled it, and they're still not going to meet. So that should show you right there. It's not as simple in all hunky dory there as they're wanting us to believe. They don't want to be around.
I believe one of the things that you're saying is that this is absolutely real. Absolutely real. And there are those who think that, oh, this is just a distraction. This is to take down President Donald Trump's re-election hopes. This is to help the Democrats. This is to prevent people from voting, because in certain areas of the country where they're heavily Democrat, it seems like there's more coronavirus infections. I mean, there's lots of theories behind it, and I say to all of those, what difference does it make right now? What really matters is how you're going to survive this thing and what you're going to do to survive it, regardless of who caused it. You can take Lucille with you later and tune up the people who have caused this, but for now, you've got to survive it. So forget talking about and wasting time as to who did it and why, and get down to making sure you have the supplies that you need to hunker down and self-quarantine. Now, I could use the word self-quarantine for us, the family. I'd use the term lockdown, because that's what we're doing, lockdown. And I don't want, here's a thought. So the big corporation can say, hey, Vin, listen, those cows, you know, they might be carrying this disease. So we're going to have to kill them all. And all your neighbors, too. You know, it could get to that point. So we want to make sure that our cows stay home. We want to make sure that nobody brings their tires and their attire and their clothing and their coughing and their sneezing onto our farm. We don't want to get it. And we built a wall so that we are protecting ourselves from those GDP who might meander onto our farm. We're not going to allow it. That's how seriously we're taking it. Dr. Shealy, are you concerned about people showing up at your farm?
Well, I am, but since I come and go to the clinic every day, it's kind of impossible for me to log down.
Okay. Well, I don't have a job. And because of that, and nobody here has a job. Nobody in our farm has a job. We are all self-employed. And so we want to protect our company. And, you know, and it is a company. It's a corporation. Our farm is a corporation. But here's the interesting thing about this. Apple Computer has locked down their corporation in China. So is Google. Now, why would they do that? Because I want to make sure that the smart people that they've hired don't die on them and don't get sick on them. So they said, y'all go home, and we'll worry about this later. That's a good move. I think that's the right thing to do. And there are other companies that are in lockdown. There are law firms that are in lockdown or self-quarantine because of the coronavirus. And if you think about it, if you live in a big city, how do you get to work? You can't drive because there's no place to park your vehicle. So you hop on mass transit. And if one, and who are these people that have to go traveling across the world on airplanes? You know, just because. And bring it back. And that's what's happened. We initially, before the cases started escalating in the United States, we here at USA Prepared said, the airlines are going to do this. The airlines are going to bring it over quickly. And guess what? They did. So out of their greed, they have brought it to us. And I've asked people. I said, hey, are you concerned about flying? No, not really. Really? No, not really. They're not concerned about flying. Well, that's the kind of thinking that has gotten us to this point. Dr. Shealy, it sounds to me like you've canceled. At one time you were going to, you know, before all this happened, planning way in advance.
You know, Italy is definitely off the block.
Yeah. David, any comments?
Yeah. You got to pay attention to what these elite are doing, not what they are telling us to do.
Give us an example of what you're saying, David. I agree with you, okay.
They're telling us to go out. Don't worry. Go travel. Do this. Don't worry. They can't affect you here. But are they doing that? No.
Right, they're hunkering down. As some of the news items that I read, bunkers are, there's a 6x increase in purchases of bunkers. You know, people wanted to get out of the way. I'm talking about missile silos that have been sold to individuals, and they're developing them into bunkers. Yeah, there are plenty of those.
I was a little late for that.
Well, and I was thinking this morning, too, about exactly what you said. It's kind of late for, you know, I'm sure there are people now who would say, geez, you know, hey, Vin, how about building that, you know, that little 200-acre place, and we all get a place to, you know, some land, like an acre apiece, and we can all build our own little huts there, or cabins. We missed it. We tried that 5 years ago, and that didn't work. There wasn't enough interest. We tried it about a year ago, and there was only one person interested. Her name was Joanne. Other than that, no one else was interested. So we've abandoned that. So I'm pretty sure the people are saying, you know what we should do? We should get a couple hundred acres, have half of it be, you know, for the village, and the other half we break up into 1-acre lots, and then we can all live happily and have our own school and our solar power and our water. water system and the meeting hall and the church and all that. Yeah, no, it's over. We missed it. And people say, hey, how about expos? Really? No, not doing that either. Because you can see now why. It's absolutely clear. One person just wandering into the expo, kind of saying, I don't know what y'all are doing here, but I just thought I'd pop in, say hello, and see what this is all about. You know, that person could infect, 6,000 people. So we're not doing that either. Well, the Dow has been going up and down, as we mentioned. Right now, it's down 1,586 points down. It's been, bouncing around, but on average, it's been down about 1,500 points today. That's, I believe that today hit a record down, and the Dow is considered a leading indicator. So, when I went to school back in the 70s to learn about finance and economics, I learned that the Dow was a leading Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 stocks in the United States. They would tell you, as a bellwether, the feeling toward the market. So if it's up, everything feels good, and it'll probably go up tomorrow. And if it goes up tomorrow, it's going to feel good, and probably go up the next day. That's kind of how the Dow works. Well, it's down. So the feeling is not so good today, and has not been for the last couple of weeks. Seriously down. Five trading days at least, about 1,000 points down each. So all this euphoria about how well the economy is doing is absolute nonsense, in my opinion. And also, I believe that the Dow is manipulated by a group affectionately known as the Plunge Protection Team. And they are doing everything they can to pump up the Dow while the individual investors and corporate investors are selling to get out. And here's what makes no sense. Gold is down about 0.7%. I'm sorry, 0.007%. Silver's down even more today. Now, you'd think that they would be up. Why? Because that is where assets go. That's where money goes in times of turmoil. Goes to quality assets like gold and silver. But both are down. Gold is down a little bit. Silver's down a lot more today. So you might want to watch that. Oil's way down. Oil hit over the weekend. It hit down about 30%. Now it's down about 20. Just after we bought it, it crashed. So, anyway, Dr. Sheely, your thoughts?
Well, be careful. Everything you do, everything you say, everything you breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a telling a story about this family. A woman in her 20s tested positively for coronavirus after returning from Italy. And her family was told to self-quarantine for 14 days, and then she started showing symptoms. And then her father decided to attend a father-daughter dance held by his other child's school on Saturday. Yeah, now the whole school's closed down. And where's that? St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, can I ask you a question? You're an economics guy.
Not really.
Well, I had to take economics in college, too. But anyways, what the heck is gold certificates going to do you any good when you have no food or medicine?
Well, that brings... brings light a point. Okay, so if I had a certificate that said I wasn't, we'll do this a little bit more justice when we come back from this break. I will address this. Many years ago, I was scheduled to do a seminar, and the police came to arrest me if I didn't leave to do leave the premises. So I didn't do my seminar, but they replaced me with a guy who sold the kind of things that you're talking about. We'll be right back. I'll tell you a little bit more about it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. This is probably an interesting story. I don't know if I've said it on air. Dr. Shuley, I don't know if you know the story, but almost a decade ago, I was scheduled to do a seminar on survival economics in Springfield, Missouri, at a convention. And there were flyers and advertisements and you know so forth saying that I would be doing this. And so I showed up to do my seminar, and the police were there, or the police were called, and they showed up immediately, and they told me that if I didn't leave the premises, I'd be arrested for criminal trespass. And I had to fly. Absolutely true. I had a flyer with me that said, hey, look, that's me. I'm supposed to be here. And so they had a guy replace me. And this guy was, his survival economics seminar was the opposite of what I would recommend. And what he was saying is, so, you know, you all don't have to go buy silver and gold. What you should do is sign up for this payroll deduction plan. And what it is, you know, X number of dollars, let's say $25 a week, would be taken out of your payroll, and it would be applied to your account, and then when you had enough, then the company that was going to do this for you would buy silver at whatever time that was. So when, let's say, you get up to $100 in your account, they'd buy $100 worth of silver, and they would put it into your account. So now you have electronic digits, if you will, for silver. They would be converted to physical silver, and they would be stored at Wilmington Trust on the East Coast. And you would pay to store your silver, and if you ever wanted to take delivery, you would pay to withdraw it, and then you'd have to pay to have it shipped to you. So you'd have it. You'd have it like a correspondence that would say you own it, but you'd have to pay, you know, to store it and keep it and then have it shipped to you. And I thought that was, you know, pretty silly, which is kind of what you're alluding to, David, in Illinois, because that violates Max's law, which is something else that I've been teaching for probably 20 years now, at least. And Max's law is very simple. There are three components to it. You buy the best, you pay cash, and you take delivery. So you don't buy junk, whatever it could be. You know, if we're talking about a rifle, pistol, shotgun, solar system, grass seed, you know, shingles, don't buy junk. It's crazy to buy junky stuff. Now, you don't have to buy it new, but buy good quality. Okay? That's what that means. It doesn't mean buy a Rolls Royce. It means buy good value. Buy the best means value. Okay? Pay cash, meaning settle that account. Don't do it on long-term mortgages or notes, and take delivery. So if you have silver, you need to have it under your control, not in Wilmington Trust, not when it's going to be shipped to you. Because if you can't control it, and if you don't have it under your control, meaning you physically have it, where you can get to it readily, then you don't have it. It's kind of like, you know, someone bangs on the door and says, "Let me in," and you go, "Hold it. I got a gun, and I'm going to go get it. You wait here. I'm going to go to the bank and get it out of my safety deposit box." Okay? You need to have it with you, ready. Okay? So that's Max's law. You know, you got to have delivery of it. It's got to be in your control, your possession. So in terms of certificates, not for me. I think that's crazy. Absolutely crazy. If it's not physical, I don't want it. Now, as a guy who studied for 6 years finance and economics, you know, I was taught, you know, paper things are good. Paper promises are good. Insurance is good. I don't have life insurance. Why would I have life insurance? It's not life insurance. It's death insurance. Why would I do that? And
well, I thought it was just me not understanding. I don't understand.
Dr. Shilley, your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, reality is reality. I agree with you totally. I don't want something in the ether. I want it in my hand.
Correct. And see that, and since you brought that up, Dr. Shilley and David, that's one of the problems that we're going to be facing very, very soon. We're actually facing it now, and we have been with this corona panic. And that is that inventory. It used to be that stores had inventory, and if they didn't have it on the shelf, you could say to the clerk, "Can you check the back room? And, you know, is it, you think you might have some back there?" Well, there's no back room anymore. What's in inventory is on the shelves, and the back room is now the truck that's on its way, hopefully. But the truck is coming from China, and it's not on its way. That's the problem. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A new trading week on Wall Street gets off to a horrible start as coronavirus concerns only seem to get worse. Trading was halted on Wall Street immediately after opening this morning. The S&P 500 fell 7% within the first few minutes. It triggered an automatic 15-minute break in trading. Chief market strategist at National Securities Art Hogan explains the process.
The concept behind that is let's put the brakes on, let people think about what they're actually doing and are they reacting appropriately to the magnitude of negative news that we have.
The Dow has been down over 2,000 points in early trading. Besides coronavirus concerns, an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia has sent oil prices plunging, only making things worse on Wall Street. A cruise ship that's been quarantined off the California coast due to the coronavirus will be coming to shore today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class headlines, NBC, that's mainstream media, NBCWashington.com. Headlines, U.S. Marine in Virginia tested positive for coronavirus in state's first case. This is March 8th, 2020. Goes on to say, a U.S. Marine assigned to Fort Belvoir in Fairfax County, Virginia, tested positive with coronavirus on Saturday, the Pentagon says. The Marine recently returned from overseas where he was on official business, the Pentagon said in a statement on Saturday evening. The man started showing symptoms on February 14th, returned to the U.S. several days later. He lives at Quantico Marine Base and was hospitalized this week, Virginia health officials said on Sunday. This marks the first case diagnosed in the state of Virginia, end quote. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that, Dr. Shuley and David, is because there are plenty of people who have jobs that send them all over the world. I'm related to a guy who used to, he's retired, but he used to travel to China. It used to be a U.S. company, a very well-known U.S. company and a chemical company. And he was employed there at a senior position. And then the company decided that they said, you know what, if you want to still work here, we're going to sell the company to you. So you'll have to buy your position to stay here, otherwise you're out of a job. So he bought his way into his position, stayed working with them, and then the company was moved to China. So he had to travel back and forth to China. And he doesn't have to do that anymore. But had he been there, he would probably be under quarantine for the coronavirus because the company is now manufacturing the products in China. So what I'm saying is there are people in your neighborhood, class, who you have no idea what they do. They travel around the world, and they can bring it to your little neighborhood. So this Marine brought it back to Quantico, the Marine base in Fairfax, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. And I'm sure that the federal government is absolutely in a panic about this because how did this guy get from... get back to Quantico? Did he fly? I'm sure he flew.
On a broom.
any comments about that kind of spread, Dr. Shuley? That's what we've been talking about for over a month.
That's really the problem is there are lots and lots of undocumented, if you will, travel that can bring people into contact with everywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another story, and this is Daily Mail, and I'm going to give you the quote. Quote, I'm not, let me say it a different way, I'm not urging calm. New York Governor Cuomo declares state of emergency as coronavirus cases rise to 89 after infected Uber driver walked into a Queens hospital and potentially infected 40 doctors and nurses. Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a state of emergency in New York on Saturday. 89 people in the state have now tested positive for coronavirus, up from 44 confirmed on Friday. So it was 44 confirmed cases on Friday. The next day, doubled to 89. Two cases have been confirmed in the state's northeast, the first outside the New York City region, indicating signs of wider spread. More than 4,000 people in the state have been urged to self-quarantine to prevent the spread of the disease, Cuomo said. Many are not following protocol. It's really simple. If you have it, you stay home. You take lots and lots of Gatorade and vitamin C and supplements because there is no antidote. There is no antibiotic that works. There is nothing. There is nothing on the table at this moment, according to the hospitals, that is used to treat this, just hydration. Is that correct, Dr. Shuley, other than you know what you're recommending,
well,
vitamin C?
Yeah, the average physician doesn't even know about vitamin C.
Right.
And the hospitals certainly don't use it. So, you know, you're up the creek. You might, why go to the hospital? First thing, mm-hmm. I've stated it now for many, many months. I'd rather die at home than go to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me say this very, very clearly, class. The governor of New York State said, quote, I'm not urging calm. I'm not urging calm. Now, this guy, he's not saying panic, but he's saying pay attention. Pay attention to what you're doing. Now, some people in the government say, oh, that's okay. You know, just, you know, wash your hands. You can do whatever you normally do. Just wash your hands. Some people in the media are saying it's no worse than the common cold. Wow. Wow. Well, now, as a result of this one guy, this one driver of an Uber, we'll call it a taxi or cab, has potentially infected 40 doctors and nurses. Now, what does that mean? That means that those 40 doctors and nurses are now under self-quarantine. What does that mean? That means they're not going to work. So one guy takes out 40 medical professionals all by himself. And that's just at the hospital. Now, there are plenty of people that that Uber driver has been in contact with, and those people have been in contact with people, and those people have been in contact with people. So it's probably well upwards of 1,000 that have been infected and impacted by this one Uber driver. And that's what I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, that there are professions where people are just going to stop doing it. I mean, in this environment, does it make any sense to be a taxi driver? Does it? I don't think so, Dr. Shealy.
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah. David, any comments?
Well, he just put the people that we are going to rely on a strain on the system that the system we're going to rely on.
That's right.
And that's sad because of ignorance.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. All right, here's another one. There's a story on the internet right now. FDNY. So what does that mean? Fire Department in New York. So it's the New York City Fire Department. Orders firefighters to stop responding to 911 calls involving coronavirus symptoms. Instead, send lower paid paramedics. So FDNY.
Sorry. Something to distract me is odd.
I can just see in Virginia East, y'all don't be sending those FDNY guys when you can be sending these lower paid guys because on account of we can't be having these fire guys killed because they have to put out fire. So you all die instead. So FDNY issued the order on Friday telling firefighters not to respond to some calls. EMS, that would be emergency medical services, will handle the 911 calls of fever and coughing and difficulty breathing. FDNY says the order is to prioritize the resources during the coronavirus outbreak. You know, the coronavirus outbreak is a synonym for corona panic. Firefighters will still respond to any high priority calls regardless of the symptoms, and EMT, the EMT union blasts pay disparity and says they are now canaries in the coal mine. Well, that's exactly right. They are canaries in the coal mine. What they're saying is, y'all want us to go in there and get the virus, and some of us are going to die rather than the firefighters. That's exactly what they're saying, and that's exactly right. That's where we are. Now, the next thing that's going to happen is police are probably going to be told, hey, listen, don't go in harm's way. And I was thinking, and I've been thinking this for weeks now. So if I get pulled over by the police, you know, let's say one of my taillights is out. I get pulled over. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, officer, I've got my license in my back pocket. Would it be okay for me to get it out? You know, while he's got that gun screwed in my ear, right? And then I'm going to start hacking, coughing, and to be polite, I'm going to cover my mouth with both hands. And then I'm going to say, excuse me, I'm sorry. Then I'm going to get my license, and I'm going to kind of wipe. As I cough into my license, I'm going to wipe it off with my hands and hand it to him. And I know what he's going to do. He's going to say, tell you what, it's only a taillight. Have a nice day. I think that's the way it's going to go because they're not going to want to risk it. No, I'm just, you know, a little bit of humor there, but
I wonder if civil forfeiture of cash start is going to decline.
Well, that's a really good point. It's a very good point, because they've been telling us on the news, cash is like, it's really dangerous stuff, because, you know, people can cough on it, you have no idea where it's been. Yeah. So that's an interesting story about the fire department. Dr. Shilley, what comments do you have about all of this? If you want to sum up your thoughts, I'd love to hear it.
I think you just have to be self-prepared. I can't imagine anything more important than being assured in your own mind that you have done what you should do, can do, will do, have done in order to detach as much as you can.
Have you read any stories about hospital beds in the United States will be completely full by next month? Have you read stories about that?
I've heard it, but I haven't actually seen the full, you know, the statistics. But it's obviously possible. I mean, most hospitals are not empty now. I mean,
most
hospitals have, you know, I don't know what percentage of beds filled, but it wouldn't take a big outbreak to fill up the hospitals.
Well, Steve Elkins, one of our instructors here at USA Prepares, he and I talk all the time, and you know, off the air, and he's on the air with us sometimes when his schedule permits, and he said that there is this belief that there are negative pressure rooms in hospitals, so that if you're under isolation, they just put you in one of those rooms. He said, as an ER nurse and an ICU nurse of 27 years plus, he said hospitals don't have any travel, so he's one of those traveling nurses. So he goes to different hospitals. He's under contract, and they'll hire him for, you know, X number of months at a time, and he'll work that time at that hospital. So he's seen lots of hospitals. And he said that those negative pressure rooms, and that's where you open the door and air rushes into the room so that air doesn't get out of the room. So it's kind of a containment, isolation containment area. He said every one of those is full already, and they have been. They're always full because they don't have a lot of those rooms. And when they first built hospitals, they weren't thinking about negative pressure rooms. So the architecture was typically not with lots of those kinds of rooms anyway. So they're already filled before the corona panic. Now, you know, we're thinking, people, the general public is thinking, yeah, they'll put us in isolation. Well, that's a real tough thing to do because they don't have any negative pressure rooms available. They're always filled. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the media vilifying preparedness-minded people as selfish hoarders. Selfish hoarders, really?
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm, Sheila's with us, David's with us, and we're talking about the corona panic. So here's what the CDC director, Robert Redfield, said. He told a U.S. congressional hearing that there's no need for healthy Americans to stock up on any supplies. No need for healthy Americans to stock up on any supplies. We should have one unified message, said Robert Gershon, a clinical professor at epidemiology at New York University. When there's an absence of good, strong, and reassuring official voice, people will get more upset and start doing this magical thinking. I'm not sure what that means. But the message that the media has been saying is that there's no... Right, here's what USA Today said. Keep calm and stop hoarding. The spread of the coronavirus won't wipe out our toilet paper supply or supplies of hand sanitizer or bottled water in Raymond. Really? Well, actually, it has. It has. If you want to buy hand sanitizer at the big box stores, you'll find it's unavailable. If you want to buy toilet paper, you'll find it's unavailable. If you want to buy paper towels, it's unavailable. And before it was unavailable, it was rationed. It's true. And if you look at the media reports coming in from Australia and Europe and the United States, you will see that stores, the big boxes like Sam's and Costco, people had carts and flatbeds with nothing but toilet paper, paper towels, and water. And there were lines to get in the stores. They were cleaned out of paper products, at least the reasonably priced ones. So if you're not paying attention, you should. And here's a word to the wise. Do you have a freezer? If you don't, why don't you find a used one on Craigslist? You can find them for $100. and stock up while it's still relatively safe to go out. Relatively safe. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts? Do you have a freezer, Dr. Shealy?
I have 2.5.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what we did. I felt this coming on quite a while ago, and I scoured Craigslist, and I was really bummed out because I couldn't find a chest freezer. I wanted to use one. I ended up buying one. I'm delighted with it. It's an 18-cubic-foot chest freezer. It was $75 used, made 33 years ago under the Montgomery Ward's label. It's a top quality, I believe it's Whirlpool, it's a top quality chest freezer, and it's probably just as good, except for a few, you know, blemishes on it now, as it was 33 years ago when it was brand new. So if you can get a Whirlpool, I suggest you do it. I looked at some made by Haier, H-A-I-E-R, I think that's how it's pronounced. I think that's how it's spelled. I'm going from memory. Absolute junk. This thing, it couldn't be any thinner. If it were any thinner, it would break in your hands when you tried to pick it up. It's absolute junk, and it uses a refrigerant called R600, which is flammable. Absolutely flammable. It's the dumbest thing I can think of. Now, I use a refrigerant that's flammable. I use propane and butane as a refrigerant in our tractors that are outside. Now, if I have a leak, there's a big fan from the radiator that'll blow and disperse the propane and butane. But you don't want to put this in your basement or your garage with a butane as a refrigerant. That's like dumb. But that's what this Chinese chest freezer has. David, any comments?
Yeah, we have a freezer. Now, we always go out constantly to stock up. Now, we did go out here a week and a half ago just to look and see what the sanitizer and things were going. Yeah, they were all out. They had nothing. Now, we have several gallons that we have here. We have stuff that we've had because we've always done this. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing that people have to wait until a crisis or a potential situation. They should be doing it from the get-go.
You know? Okay, so, class, let's say you had a freezer. You could have bought over the weekend at one of the stores, supermarkets around here in Missouri, in our neck of the woods, 10-pound boxes of bacon, if you were going to buy bacon, 10 pounds for $15. Actually, it was 10 pounds for $14. With the tax, it would be $15. You could have bought 10 pounds of chicken, frozen chicken, chicken breasts, all cut and frozen, for $10. 10 pounds for $10. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, but you have to have a freezer to do that. You don't buy the bacon and the chicken when it's on deep discounts like that and then say, you know what, we ought to get a freezer. You have to have the freezer first.
Be prepared.
Dr. Shealy, you and I have been broadcasting around 9 years now. This has been our message from day one. No change. Had you listened to Dr. Shealy for all these years, you would have been prepared for this. You would have been prepared. And I know we have some new students and instructors in our class. I appreciate that. Get the job done. Do your research. Don't believe anything we say. Figure it out for yourself. And you may decide to self-quarantine. You may decide to consider buying that farm, as Dr. Shealy and I have done a long time ago, decades ago. That's when we decided that the farm was the way to go. Dr. Shealy, any quick comments in the last 10 seconds?
Stay prepared.
Stay prepared. Thank you, Dr. Shealy. David, any quick comments?
Not really. If you run out of hand sanitizer, you can make it.
With alcohol. Thanks so much, gentlemen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.